Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas, you niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
What's happening, world? Welcome back to the Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. And my awesome sauce co-host Mo Beans is out for tonight, okay? I felt like let's turn it up for Mo. Mo always holds the show down when I am out, and I am out more than Mo is out. So I really, really hope that he is enjoying himself, that he is really, really catching the vibe, man. Mo is a very busy man, and he gets a lot done. So, you know, as Mo would say, light something up, you know, post something up. Let's get into the show in the honor of Mo. Let's do it. First of all, we're going to shout out to our top five countries tuning in. Starting with number five, we have Mexico. Number four is South Africa. Then Australia, United Kingdom, and the United States. Supreme gratitude to everybody that's tuning in to the show. That's tuning in to the show all over the world. We really, really appreciate you for your love and your support. So, yes, I'm holding the show down. So we're going to keep the same format. Of course, this show is generally our spiritual show. well, we get into the spiritual aspect of things. So, man, I was just like, okay, what am I going to talk about? Boom, it just came right to me. So we're going to dive right in. Tonight's topic is talking about accountability and self-love on a spiritual level, okay? So let me tell you guys about my week, right, before we get into the topic and do what it is that we have to do, okay? So let's talk about my week. I really had a very, very, very busy week, but towards the end of the week, it was just a lot to be celebrated. You know, I got a lot in. I did a lot. I'm very appreciative of everything that I have done for this week. So now, as you guys know, so, like, if you go to the homepage of our radio show, it shows, like, listeners. The listeners are only calculated if you are signed in from a free account. So please, if you guys tune in, create a free account to listen in and tune in to the shows. Because that's the only way that you count towards our listeners tuning in. For the people that, like, create, that just download the widgets without an account, you guys aren't being counted. So we're full speed ahead with our nonprofit organization, Spiritual Goddess Enlightenment, Inc. And I have so much that I want to do that I feel like it's really going to take over, and I'm going to be extremely busy with this nonprofit. I do want to offer and volunteer with the schools because that's the premise of the give back side. You know, I am a product of a teacher's salary, so I understand more than anything what these teachers go through, you know, teacher, paraprofessionals and all of that. My mom was a paraprofessional before she became a teacher. So, and she did it for so long, and she worked with special needs kids, and they really do a lot and didn't have to come home and maintain their family and their children. So in her honor, I am really, like, giving back to schools first and foremost. I will have a section for the community service for our people that have to do community service and so on and so forth. I'm coming up with things for that. You know, I just want to be able to touch in every aspect of it. Right now, if you go to Spiritual Goddess Enlightenment, Inc., okay, and Goddess is GAWDDESS on PayPal, we do have a fundraiser that we are trying to raise $10,000 within 30 days. It's my first one, so I'm basically just seeing, you know, I'm playing with it and seeing what to do, what not to do, so on and so forth. You guys know I'm not big at, like, putting up what I'm doing because what I'm doing is what I'm supposed to be doing, what I'm called to be doing. It's nothing that I chose to be doing. So I'm not big on putting up pictures and putting up, you know, information about that. And I know a lot of people are. So I really, you got to bear with me, and I got to find a way to, like, get around it because I don't know. I'm not the stunting type. And I feel like that's a form of stunning. Even though I do have an organization now, I just don't want that to be based on that, you know. But we'll see how that works, right? I've been giving back for a lot of years. Just as long as I've been getting money and being in the position that I am in, to the regular person, I look like an average person, but to people that actually know me, they know just how much I do for everybody, and not just the people around me, for those that, you know, may need, that may be in help for school year, and so on and so forth. But I'm just not the type to, like, really put out there what I'm doing, and that's, like, it's something that I got to continue to pray on and do divination on and, you know, ask my Agungun, my ancestors, to guide me on the proper way to, you know, shed light on the organizations without me having to flex, you know. Just because everybody else doing it and that's how it's done doesn't mean that it has to be done. I'm very much known for being a trendsetter and breaking barriers, so trust me, I'll find a way to get that done. Now we're working on getting, you know, extra forms and things like that. I'm waiting on one more thing so I can get I can go under oath and be sworn in under oath, and then I'll share with you guys what that was about. very, very, very interesting experience on what I'm doing. But as you guys know, I like to do it, and then I'll tell you guys what I'm doing. Hopefully next week, this week, towards the end of the week, I will be sworn in under oath, and I could share this with you guys next Sunday when we come back about this project. I told you guys I was working on quite a few things at one time. I'm just really excited to be able to be in the position that I am in, right, just by following my calling and doing what I've been guided to do, man. I can't even express, like, the feeling. You know, it's like everything that I'm supposed to be doing, it happens so easy. And they can say, oh, this will be 15 days, turn around, and it's 3 days. So I notice my egg going, like, yes, you are on the right path. And whatever that I go after and it don't go through, it's like my egg going is like, no, choose another way. So when you're in tune with your ancestors, I tell you guys all the time, create an ancestor altar, get in tune with your ancestors, talk to them, give to them more than you're asking of them. You know what I'm saying? Build a relationship before you even start asking your ancestors for anything. Your ancestors is anyone over the age of 18 that has crossed over, or your unborn children. You know, make sure you honor them, right? Because your children are always your children no matter what. Sometimes you can lose a child and they'll come back within the next time and you can have a child. And just for the people that, you know, lose children and, you know, it's not meant for your children to come to you in this lifetime. It's not nothing wrong with you. You just got to understand, like, everything has a time, a place, and a purpose. So, this week I've been really just on business mode. And at the end of the week, I was just like, okay, let me have some drinks. So the one thing that I learned to do is to celebrate me, okay? So it's just like I always do all of these things, and I'm always achieving. I'm a 10-time published book author. Mo and I have been on the show for 5 years, going on 6 years, and, you know, I just never really celebrated me. It's like, okay, yeah, I did that, next. But, okay, celebrating you is showing your egungun, your ancestors, gratitude, right? It's you being grateful for the things that you're able to accomplish, and you acknowledging, like, I thank you, I'm humble to you, I honor you, I respect you. You know, without you, this could not be, right? Most people that don't really understand, they go give Jesus, Jesus, or whatever y'all call them, all of the honor and the respect when it's you that's putting in the work, and it's your ancestors, right? The angels, in which they call it, your ancestors that's clearing your path for you to make these things happen, right? And so we don't take time to acknowledge the proper people that's making it happen so that we can continue to move in a certain type of way. So make sure, you know, you honor them. I took a time out, had a couple drinks. Whenever I'm having some drinks, I'm in celebration mode. I'm like, yes, you know, I did this, or yes, I did that, right? So basically celebration mode, and then I woke up Saturday. I was like 4 hours asleep because I ate late Friday, and then I couldn't go to sleep because my stomach was, like, bothered. I do not eat late at night. And so my stomach was so bothered that I only slept for 4 hours, and I woke up early Saturday. And I'm like, okay, I got this appointment today, got dressed, and went to the place, and then my appointment was not that day. And I was already up, so I just stayed up for the rest of the day. If you guys have been on our journey with me, I'm very candid and very open about, you know, me not, you know, not being able to have energy and so on and so forth due to the cyst that I have. And, like, that has totally changed over the last few months. And, like, I now have a lot of energy. So it's like when I'm up for the whole day. And then it's like you got to do what you got to do. So, you know, giving mad honor, you know, I got to the point where the doctors was like, there's nothing else we could do but take it. So rightfully so, the only place that I can lean on is my spirituality, and that's what actually pushed me through. So, you know, in my life, you know, my spirituality, my source, my orishas, my egungun is who I lean on, and who I know that can make something happen. When man can't make it happen, I know that they can. So I feel really, really I feel really, really good about the openings and what's happening in my life, and I'm very, very honored to be in the position that I'm in. So we'll see what next week has to bring in for us. And yes, if you are in the Atlanta area, I will be looking for volunteers to go out to be able to work at schools. You have to have a background check that's no later than 30 days old, okay? So because we're dealing with schools and children, you know, you got to be able to, one, deal with children and volunteer at schools, and also you have to have a clean record to be able to do these types of things. So I'm looking for volunteers in the Georgia area that want to give back, you know. These give backs, of course, will be during school time. So if you don't have weekdays off, I would suggest you, you know, volunteer for that portion, but there's going to be other things that we will be able to volunteer for and get done with the school. So, you know, still put in, be specific with the days and the hours that you can work. Supreme gratitude. So let's get into this topic, okay? Okay, so this topic tonight, yes, that I'm going to talk to y'all about accountability until I do not have to talk to y'all again. And the fact that it is still so many of y'all that lack accountability, it is just ultimately pathetic. But you are a product of your environment. You are a product of what you have been taught, or you're a product of what you feel is absolutely right. And so I'm not here to bash anyone, but I am here to give you this one-on-one, because if you knew better, you would do better, right? And maybe you guys just don't know any better in reference to accountability and self-love. So let's dive into it. So there was a couple on YouTube, Eat With Q, and Q is Q-U-E, and then she was in a relationship with Play Grubbin, okay, G-R-U-B-B-I-N, Play Grubbin. Now, let's talk about Eat With Q for a second. So everything that I'm going to say, we're going to say allegedly for the sense of legal purposes, but these are the things that played out in the social media, because when you guys feel like you have to go to social media with your personal business, with your friends and your relationships, you are going to attract the attention that you want, but it's not going to be in the manner that you want, because people are going to now know you for being in drama, and nobody of pure value is going to attach themselves with you publicly. No one of pure value is going to do anything with you. I just want to say that. So years ago, Eat With Q got into it with B Love's Life. That's how I found out about Eat With Q, right? It was this big old thing, and, you know, X, Y, and Z between her and B Love's Life. If you guys don't know who B, which is the letter B, Love's Life, she's an infamous mukbanger, right? The mother of mukbangers. It's another lady that's the mother of ASMR, but B Love's Life is the mother of mukbangers. She's created a multi-million dollar empire just off mukbang and off eating in the camera, right? She was able to retire her husband. Her children are well off. They are, her and her children, they all have mukbang channels, and her husband, he works behind the scenes with her on her channel. So there was this whole thing, and she created with B Love's Life, and you know, that's how she, you know, got a lot of her followers. Then there was something else. She collaborated with something else, and then there was more drama behind that. So she said, I'm not doing any more mukbangs. I still believed in the chick, you know. She's a young girl. She's beautiful. She has a hell of a lot of talent, right? So follow this, you know, because I have to just break this down for you. This young lady, she's beautiful. Okay, she's a makeup artist. She's a whole beast with the makeup. She also has a voice on her, so she can sing absolutely amazing, okay? She's amazing with her vocals, okay? She does the mukbangs, right? And she has attention and eyes on her, all right? And so with all of these things that she has going on and all of these gifts, you would think she would be way further in life than she is now, but she's not, because there's a spiritual blockage, and we're going to get to the spiritual aspect of this story. All right, so she's not. She has a channel. She has 500,000 subscribers, a little bit more. And you would feel like, dang, that's a lot of subscribers. But she's been sitting in the same energy for a very long time. Like, she should be, you know, like, I think B Love's Life is at about close to 3 million. Okay, she's like 2 million and something or something like that. Like, some of the people that do mukbangs consistently and that's doing what they're doing, they're way past 500,000, right? She's been in this energy for some time, right? So now she had a boyfriend, you know, white guy named Scott. And Scott, you know, seemed to be an awesome guy, but he was very reserved with his energy. And that was a red flag for me. That, you know, of course he may not be used to the camera, but he was just a little bit more reserved than he needed to be. But she was very, very adamant about bringing him to the public eye. She brought her to the public eye, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're engaged and they're about to get married, yada, yada. Right? But it just kind of seemed to be fake. And me to read energy, that's what I do for a living. It just kind of seemed as though, you know, she brought the ring. You know what I'm saying? And she went and said, you know, let's get married. But it was what it was. We let it go by. A couple months later, they're no longer engaged to be married again. The whole relationship is off. He's going on about his business. Scott didn't as much entertain her. He took his break. And he came back, you know, he got his own mukbang channel because she introduced him to the world. So now he has a way to come up off of her, right? Fast forward a couple months later, she's with another guy. Now this guy, he's a black guy. He's, oh, he's so sweet, he's this, he's that, da-da-da-da-da-da. Now it's more so like you can look at her energy on the camera, like when he says something or when she does something, you know when she's aggravated with him, you know when she's agitated with him, you can see it all over her face. She is not good at hiding her facial expressions. Fast forward, they had an appointment, they had a vacation to go to Jamaica, and she was blowing this trip up. Because she had never done anything like this with anybody she was in a relationship with, so she was extremely excited. And when they get to the airport, I think she, you know, it's like, oh, we're going to be in the airport, da-da-da. And then all of a sudden, she went missing. So she came back, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry. She's like, we didn't go. We were in the airport. He got a call out of nowhere, and then he had to leave. Something happened with his family. He had to leave off, but he wasn't on the show for about a good month or so, and then he popped back up on the show. So I'm watching this girl comments, and everybody, like myself, knew that he went to jail. You know what I'm saying? I thought he had something on him and went to jail. But, you know, everybody was like, girl, he went to jail. No, 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 he didn't go to jail. It wasn't like that, da-da-da, you know. And so fast forward, you know, something happened on the back end, and she pops up. She's in Nigeria. And then she's in Nigeria at a friend's wedding, but she's with another guy, completely different guy. Now, this guy that's in Nigeria, if you know African men, if you are in the African history, the Nigerian men are slicksters, okay? They're going to make you feel, they're going to tell you what they want to tell you, they're going to do what they got to do, they're slicksters, okay? So she went over there and she went to claiming the title of queen. Well, I'm sorry, as an empress, we will not claim you as a queen because you have to be crowned as a queen in Africa. It's not like America where you come back and say, I'm a queen or I'm this and I'm that. And it's like, oh, okay, you're a queen. Yeah, no, you're not a queen. But she went over and was like, oh, I'm a queen now. I was treated like a queen and I'm on my stuff. I'm on my stuff. And right before this, I gave my life back to Jesus Christ. And so the thing about this is that anybody in the limelight, when they come to this thing and say, I gave my life to Jesus Christ, then you know it's some things that's coming about this. There's some drama coming around the corner, and that's just how they use. They use the Jesus, the Jesus, just like they use the LGBT community. It is what it is. So then, you know, she's recording this guy, you know, da-da-da. She's in the bed with this guy. Can clearly don't have on a top. You got the covers covering up your top, and you can see your shoulders. There's nothing on, right? You're in Nigeria doing this. Now, first of all, we're going to come back to that. So you're in Nigeria doing this. So then she comes back, and, of course, before she comes back, she goes live, and then she tells people she's stuck in Nigeria. Why are you stuck in Nigeria? She missed her international flight, and they wanted her to pay for another flight. It was $2,000, and guess what? She doesn't have the money to pay for it. So however that may go, after she did the video, then all of a sudden she made it back to, you know, the United States. She was gone for a while. She said she was sick when she came back, and she couldn't do the video, and she finally went live and was like, okay, I wish him the best. He got taken away from me, yada, yada, whatever the case may be. But she spoke on Play's name. Play having the ultimate right to respond because you spoke on his name, responded, but he responded with pure facts. He responded with telling the truth, as of saying, as a grown man, listen, you haven't even healed from your last relationship. I wanted to be friends, but yet you did not want to be friends. You wanted a relationship. I'm like, okay, let's go up because I don't want to lose you. Let's do it. Now, when she met Play, he had a job. He had a roommate. Now, her, she's like, you stayed with somebody else when I met you. So this should tell you the type of person she is. She's very naive, and her priorities are not in the right place. Because at any point at this day and age, if you got an opportunity to get a roommate, I suggest you get one. Why give the man all of your money when you don't have to? But she took that as a jabbing point for this man to say you had a roommate, right? Just got to explain the story before we get into the spiritual aspect of this. So she went on to say you had a roommate, and he explained that, A, yes, he did go to jail at the airport. That's why the trip didn't happen. B, he quit his job because she told him to work for me, right? Let's work together. We do three videos a month, and three videos a week, and you'll get paid X, Y, and Z. So some people that may listen to what other people say about how much you get paid, she has 500,000-plus subscribers. Of course, more people are going to tune in for couples things because that's how your numbers go up. But as a couple, you know, most people just, however you create your arrangement on the back end, right? But she had this guy quit his job, and then she just was like, nope, we're not going to film because you went to jail. She threw it up in his face. You know, she didn't want to work with him, so he was waiting. As he said, like, I was fucked up, you know, like, I was mad. You know, you didn't even want to get money with me, and I quit my job. So he was like, shit, I started talking to other people. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, now you done ruined the taste in my mouth. I'm talking to other people. Now, whoever did it first, rather, in the Nigeria trip, she had to go with the ill intent because her very first video of showing Nigeria, the guy that she was dealing with was right there on the very first video, right? That's where we're going to start. So she says when she left, he had another woman at their place in her bed, right? Cool, no problem. But you're over in Nigeria in somebody else's bed. And then now that she's doing her mukbangs and talking, she's talking from the living room table versus her kitchen table. Where's your table, boo? So people are so caught up in the drama that they're not understanding what's happening here. So let's dive into the spiritual aspect of this. This man was telling her, you need to heal yourself because you're jumping from relationship to relationship. You're not giving yourself time. Her response was, I told y'all I was a relationship girl. There's no accountability in that, right? She started the relationship out trying to buy him, and she went through the entire relationship trying to buy him. I need for you ladies to understand that buying a man does not make him respect you. It will make him stay around you longer than he probably wanted to, but it will not make him respect you. He has no fault for taking the things that you're giving him. And the man said, I loved her. We should have made it further than what we did, but we didn't. She tried to demasculate this man with her money. And then you came back around and you got stuck there saying, oh, I've been taking care of people for the last 4 years. Well, you're showing that your priorities are not in the right place, because before you take care of anyone else, you got to take care of yourself, right? And in the spiritual realm, one must not overcompensate for what they're having, what they're receiving with material possessions for self. You know what I'm saying? Giving back does not mean, okay, you're going to pay people's bills that are around you to gain a certain respect. That's trying to control your narrative. Giving back means that you go give to a charity, or you go give to places that people that don't even know you, that you can't benefit from. That's what that means, right? And a lot of y'all don't understand that when you give it to the people around you for a certain narrative, trying to control a narrative, trying to seek a certain type of attention, or trying to seek a certain type of validation, you are creating karma on yourself. Because to whom much is given, much is required, okay? That doesn't mean take care of your family, because guess what? That saying, and you know I'm not cool with taboos, but you teach a man to fish, they'll eat for a lifetime. You give a man the fish, they'll eat for a day. So when you get this analogy of God takes care of women and fools, that's not in real life. That's not how this works. See, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, you know, as they said, the slave masters were looking for the best people. So if you played the fool, then they wouldn't take care of you. They're saying, okay, God took care of you. God saved you, right? But this is something that they told them to play the role on. In real life, you are not taken care of. God is not sitting here dodging bullets on a whole fool because you still have to know how to live your life and your journey. So this girl is running through, she being passed through left and right, coming back, I'm a queen, I gave my life back to Jesus Christ, but every piece of update, she's running to social media. She's hurt. She needs healing. She needs a whole 6-month hiatus from social media. She needs to work on herself. She needs to know how to be alone. All of these abandonment issues, all of these issues of feeling the need to be loved, y'all women got to deal with that. Because you will create a spiritual blockage in every aspect of your life. This girl been at 500,000 subscribers in that particular realm for a very long time. And the people that she attracts to her are people that are attracted to drama. And that means that your comments are going to be in shambles because most people see through your drama. Anybody that has to go on and talk for 2 hours or 4 hours trying to prove their point is the hit dog. So they're hollering. You're very big on lying, so therefore, when he exposed the lying, that triggered her to create another video. When the entire time everybody has said, this girl is a liar. See, you can hide yourself from the people on the outside, but eventually, right, spirit is going to come into play and it'll make you show your true colors. Spirit is going to come into play and make you reveal your true colors. You cannot hide from who you truly are. You can lie to yourself, you can lie to people, but you can't lie to spirit and source. So if you got somebody and you're in a relationship with and you feel as though you need to take care of them and you need to help them with this and help them with that, and you ain't got a ring on your finger, then dummy you. Dummy you. I can see if this is somebody you're in a relationship with and you do a little something here, do a little something there. But if you feel as though you got to completely take care of somebody, and here's the karma. If you're doing something, you're doing it from the kindness of your heart, you will never repeat what you did for someone. So the karma comes in when you do something because you had expectancy, and that should not live under expectancy. Because therefore you're expecting man to be greater than what they are when your compensation comes from God, comes from the universe. So you're creating this karma over and over and over again for yourself, because whenever you do something for somebody, you should never mention it. Better yet, whenever you do someone, you should not run to social media with your problems. You're creating karma. And so I see all of these ladies like, well, no, he allowed her to do all of these things for her. Y'all got to be dumb as hell. The lack of accountability baffles me, and we will continue to talk about accountability over and over. He's a grown man. Now, it could play a part in his life of him allowing her to convince him to quit his job. I don't advise anybody to quit their job, but she had been buying him so much shit so he felt safe. Never quit your job for a hoe. She wanted to wear the sugar mama shoes, and baby, you better walk on them sugar cubes, honey. Never put your all in one basket. So he should have kept his job and still yet tried to film with her and do what it is that he needed to do instead of just being in a predicament. Now, that's where he went wrong. But if she was offering and he wasn't asking, God damn it, there's nothing wrong with him taking. Because at the end of the day, he is not accountable for this silly-ass bitch and her motherfucking moves. And that's what y'all women got to understand. Because when you try to buy somebody and expecting them to give you a certain respect that you do not deserve, you led with trying to buy somebody. So you get the outcome that you deserve. You cannot raise a man. So when you love yourself enough, you're going to require somebody meet you at the same level. And if not, they're going to be in their mix enough to where you know eventually they will be able to catch up with you sooner than later. If you are not married, there's no reason that you should be taking care of grown men and calling on everybody to feel sorry for you. There's just none. It's pathetic. It gets old. I keep hearing this narrative over and over and over again. You women are lost. It has nothing to do with, oh, well, I wasn't raised like that. Y'all come up with every excuse. Excuses are like assholes. Everybody got one. I'm sick of the excuses. Take accountability. You know 1 + 1 = 2. So when you get with somebody and you know that they don't have nothing and you lead it, taking care of them, you know that this shit can go one or two ways. It may go in your favor and it may not. But stop trying to clown these brothers for taking advantage of a motherfucking just easy opportunity that you have created. That just does not work like that. It doesn't make any type of sense. And most importantly, I'm sick of you women doing this and then running, oh, well, when a woman's in love, they do everything. Now, that's bullshit. Because when a woman is in love, that means she's going to go and kill herself or go and do this or go and do that. And sometimes it happens, but it don't happen enough to validate when a woman's in love. Love is an ever-changing emotion. Love is an ever-changing emotion. You do not make permanent decisions off of a temporary emotion. You should know the basis of these things. And if you do not know the basis of these things, you should not be dating. That's just like saying, oh, the man had a job and he had a roommate. I look at the man as being a smart brother having a roommate in this type of economy. Who says that you got to go out here? I mean, look at Q. She got her own place. She made up some story about somebody stalking her from the club and she had to move last minute and found her. You got your own place and you still struggling. So having your own place doesn't validate whether you're going to struggle or not. Having a roommate during these times shows me that you're the smarter person. Why go out and be by yourself? Why go out and be by yourself in a place that you don't have to be? As high as rent is. That's stupid. Oh, you didn't have anything. You didn't have anything. Well, you don't have anything. With 500,000 subscribers and you don't even own a house, you can't tell me nothing. Not just 500,000 subscribers on YouTube, but you can sing, you can do makeup, you do all of these things, and you don't own a house yet? The kettle calling the pot black. Oh, everybody doesn't want that, but you can't talk about what nobody else has. Because what type of person wants to rent something and throw money down the drain versus owning something on their own? Y'all priorities are so fucked up, and yet you want to sit and point the finger at somebody else because your priorities are fucked up. It's not about shooting the messenger, because the messenger themselves need healing. This is what I do for a reason. The reason that I am here is to bring humanity closer to source, bring humanity closer to spirit. That's my calling, life path number 11. That's my destiny. Comes up in my elbows. I have a destiny here. But the things that I'm saying, the sheeple won't understand it. And I get that. The sheeple will not understand it. But I'm going to keep saying it to more and more people be able to grasp upon what I'm saying, because there's no way that you can out-talk me in a conversation that you do not understand. They call the man a bum. How is he a bum for taking advantage of an opportunity that was just given to him? That man might got good wood. Whatever the case may be. You thought, oh, he was with somebody in my bed when I was in Nigeria, but you had somebody in your bed while you was in Nigeria. See, the thing is that every action causes a reaction. So while you think that you're doing something and being smart, the thing is that spirit is working. Just as well as your egg-goon-goon, your ancestors are with you, that person's egg-goon-goon and ancestors are with them. You don't know how anybody plays. You don't know how this person's spirit team plays. So y'all got to get right with yourselves and heal yourselves, because if you were really healed and in tune with your star player, if you really loved yourself enough, while y'all out here looking for love, when you're looking for love and you relationship to relationship, relationship, that means that you do not love yourself. Because if you love yourself enough, you would want to give yourself a break. You would want to get in tune with your star player. You would want to connect with your people. You would want to connect with your egg-goon-goon. You would want to connect with your aura. Your aura is your head. So if you're not connected with your own goddamn head, how you want to go connect with somebody else's? Y'all so lost and y'all lack accountability about the dumbass shit that y'all do, and that shit is really getting old. And then when us, you know, as leaders start talking against the black females, oh, they hate women. They hate women. It ain't about hating women. It's only so much that we can try to lead you and be like, I didn't know. But we putting the information out there for you to be able to understand and grow, and you still don't want to understand and grow the shit and grow through the information that we're giving you, because it sounds crazy. But what you have been doing obviously is not working for you. Doing the same thing over and over again expecting a different result is insanity. The pure definition of insanity. So you want to talk a lot and you want to motivate people, but you're not motivated yourself, so everything that you're saying out of your mouth is a lie. It's for attention. It's for energy. Y'all stop running telling your business to social media, because there's so many energies out there. And when you take drama to social media, you're attracting the ajagoon energy. You're attracting the energy that is feeding off of this low vibrational energy that you are bringing. Why? Why are so many of my I see you, Teron. I see you. I got you in on the line. I'm finishing up what I'm saying. I got you in on the line. Why are so many of my sisters of the same descent on one another that come from Africa so lost? There's so much information out there. So instead of you running behind a relationship, and instead of you running behind somebody to love you, how about you go and you dive deep into your spirituality? That queen shit don't work in Africa. That shit is only over here in America, where y'all can put titles on yourself as queens and X, Y, and Z, and you ain't did the fucking work. You'll get butchered going anywhere else with that type of energy when you ain't did the work. You clearly not healed. You cannot be a queen. You got to earn these stripes. You got to earn these names. You got to earn these statuses in Africa. But in America, yeah, that's queen. Hey, queen. But you hurt as hell. You don't know how to keep your business to yourself. You all on social media looking for attention. You are not a queen. That is not of high vibrational energy. That is not of anything that anybody of high vibrational energy want to even be attached to. But they're going to watch you. So you're going to get them temporary dollars. I seen this girl go viral behind this lobster video that she did, and she went epically viral. Epically viral. End up in the studio making music, and then she's back to basically nothing again. Oh, I've been taking care of people. Do you know why your priorities are in the wrong place? Because there's a spiritual blockage. That was luck that you came up. It's spiritual blockage. Until you heal yourself, people, until you heal yourself, I don't care who you intermingle with. I don't care who tries to put you on. Nothing will come out of anything that you are doing until you heal yourself. Do you understand me? Until you answer that calling, until you have the proper understanding, you will not move forward. Spiritual blockage is real. These obstacles are real. I don't care how much you try to cheat the code and be up under this person and how much drama you try to have, you will have 15 minutes of fame every single time you turn around. You can have all these. This girl got 500,000 subscribers, and like this man said, she didn't want to work. She didn't want to do videos, and she disappears often. Right? That ajagoon energy is real. You got it, but you can't even make the money off of it because you don't even want to go to work. You cannot escape and cheat your spiritual healing. You cannot escape and cheat spirit. You can treat your fuck self, but you can't cheat spirit. You can lie to yourself, but you cannot a spirit. And she has the ultimate spiritual blockage because she has such a fucked up energy attached to her. I don't care what it is and how this man treated you when he quit his job. It was your obligation to make sure that he made money. You got to pay for that. You got to pay for all of these things that you put out in the energy. I pay for this and I pay for that. Dummy you, that has nothing to do with him. He didn't force you to pay for anything. You did that because you wanted bragging rights. And for people like that, you will suffer. So So what's up, Teron? You on the line? How can I assist? What do you have to say about tonight?
Well, first and foremost, the fact that you call me by my actual name, that just threw me back tremendously. But, like I said, like I don't want to inbox you just not too long ago, you're like, yo, I love the fact that you speak the truth on so many issues, but this is in particular. And not for nothing, like I said, everything you say is truth. It's like, yo, it would not. I even listened to where you compared American black women to Africans. It's like, yo, like you said, those titles over there have to be earned. And have to be earned not just through action, but also through merit. Over here, just because you're born with a vagina, automatically you get that title. It's like, how is that? Or not. But at the same time, those of us who born with a penis, we have to earn the title of a man, of a king. Like how does that equate? The whole time I'm saying, she just spitting nothing but truth or not. So many things that I felt she's saying. This is coming from a mouth of a woman who notices the same shit.
Right, man. It's pathetic because there's a lack of accountability, and you got so many women that lack accountability, so you want to speak out loud to get the other broken and damaged women to jump on board with you. There's no healed individual that's going to agree with that energy. We're going to try to heal you. We're going to try to point you in the right direction. Like, okay, this is where you fucked up, sis. Go the other way. A lot of women feel like it's so much competition out here that they got to stand out and be different because of the competition out here. Your difference is your personality. I can have a conversation with anybody and show them how intelligent I am, and I don't have to spend a dime, and yet you at home spending all your money trying to keep this person, and they going to fall for me. Do you understand me? So it's not about what you can do for somebody. It's about what you have done for yourself. It's about what you have done for yourself. It's about the the energy that you have put out there. It's about, how you are actually perceived. Because, see, there's a lot of people that talk like they're smart, but then they don't live it. You know what I'm saying? They can't back it up, right? So one is to be able to have the knowledge, and two is to be able to put it in play. Right? And if you can't put it in place, I love you so much. You just made me fall short. You made me da-da-da. But then that's the same line you're telling everybody. A lot of people out here just listening to us to gain this intelligence to bring somebody in, but then when they see you, that shit don't work. That's just like going to get a BBL. That's like going to get your body done. You went and got your body done, but you ain't get your brain done. And this is a prime example because the chick that I'm talking about, she went and got a BBL. You understand me? You're only attracting more people into your energy, but if you don't fix you, I don't give a fuck what you fix on the outside. That internal ain't right. You still going to attract the same goddamn thing. You still going to be the same dummy that you was when you was bad body with a BBL body.
Yo, no.
I've had a body my entire fucking life, and even though I'm juicy as hell and 3 kids fucking later, I can still do what the fuck I do. You understand me?
Shit.
I can still do what I do. But in the meantime, you still got to come match my energy. You got to come match my energy. I know my value. I know my worth. And that's why the whole point is, you got to take accountability for your actions. And once you take accountability for your actions, you got to know your worth. You got to know who you are. You got to know what it is that you bring to the table. You got to know that you need somebody to meet you halfway and not somebody that you got to stop and look down to bring up to your level. You got to understand that if you're selfless, you need a selfless individual as well. That's the only way that you build. See, people take the analogy of physically building a little bit too motherfucking serious, right? You got the boss, he's going to supply all the bricks and everything, and he going to get the workers to build for him. And at the end of the day, who's really winning? The boss is really winning because he's going to make far more money than the workers have made or will make in reference to, this particular project. So at the end of the day, when you are in a relationship and you consider yourself building and you both are bosses, it's not a work of being a boss, because that's not equal energy. There's somebody trying to be the boss over someone else, someone trying to buy somebody out. Somebody's trying to be manipulative. When you're a real boss, you and this person are going to go and hire to work together. But so many people want to be superior and supreme, and you're actually not. You're not. You're peasants. You're put in a situation, and you make it seem like it's good and it looks good, and you're actually peasants, and you have zero accountability. I will not call another black man a bum, a leech, or anything like that when he didn't ask for shit and it's being given to you. Even if the woman want to say, well, he asked me for it, and your dumb ass continue to give to him, knowing that he didn't have much going on, then it's still the lack of accountability. I will never call another brother a bum because he took advantage of an opportunity that a motherfucking bum ass bitch. The bitch is bum. Because you tried to buy him, and that situation didn't go in your favor. It will never go in your favor. You can't buy love. You can buy attention. Of course, you can buy attention. You can take money to the strip club. You got money, they're going to come to you. You can buy attention. But you can't buy love. Because no matter how much these women play these roles with you, and if you got money out in the streets, whatever, they're going to play a role to give you this attention, but it ain't true love. Because as soon as you fall off, they go to the next person that they can go and give some type of attention to. Never true love.
Say it again. Say it one more time, please. No funny shit.
Accountability is very important, man. And y'all women just want attention like, well, okay, I'm going to buy you because these other chicks can't buy you like I can buy you. They'll fuck if they can't.
Shoot, I put up this. I put it like this. Or that. I will put it like this. And this ties in with what you just said. Or that. To quote a theme song from one of my favorite wrestlers from back in the past. Everybody's got a price. Everyone's gonna pay. And when you say like, oh, I can buy, he can buy you like she can buy you like I can. You're just saying that he is a price. And two, if he has a price, who's to say you're the only one who could pay that price? Realistically speaking, that's one thing that a lot of people who's in that position to feel like, oh, they could buy this that third or buy this person, they don't realize. It's like, yeah, you can buy them, but actually, no, not even buy. At most, it's renting. Because when they see somebody else who has more people to do more for them, guess what's going to happen? Just like you say, it does not work out your favor or not. So that means that they're young. When they see someone who's showing them interest, who has more resources than the person they're with, what's going to happen?
Right.
Man. Shoot. And the funny thing is, I put it this. And this happened to me a few months ago. This one thing I deserve to be a broke-ass nigga, all because I would not subscribe to her OnlyFans. Shoot. And I'm going to keep a buck or whatever. Yeah, I just come back to me to my studies, and I came flat out and said, bitch, broke? I work for the Board of Education. Who's broke? And then on top of that, I said, like, yo, if I'm so broke, why are you over there begging for customers for your OnlyFans? Sex sells, it always has, but you got to beg for customers? How am I the broke one? Sure, I'm just saying, listen, if I'm wrong, please let me know.
Well, the last time I checked, the Board of Education didn't pay no money, dog, so I don't know.
I mean, listen, don't get twisted. I'm not saying it like, you know, oh, well, so I got a mountain of money. But when I'm saying that, yes, I'm employed. And on top of that, I'm doing something that, like, you know, actually, like, you know, put something out in the community. Now, my thing is this. You call me good. All because I'm not giving you something from what I earn. So my thing is this. Why should I give you anything just because you think you look good or whatnot? And then on top of that, like, yo, I'm going to pay you to watch you fuck someone else when I can just go online and catch, once I go online and see porn for free from professionals, from people who actually, from women who actually, like, you know, are beautiful or whatever, as opposed to you? Come on now, stop the bullshit. Stop it.
Well, we're going to try to stay on track with what Mobians would do. So we have 6 more minutes, and then we're going to try to live in Mobian's legacy and do the world famous chop-up. Huh?
Oh, wait. Hold on.
He's going out of town, so we keeping his thing alive. So I'm going to try to cover 30 minutes.
Okay, cool. As long as he's still alive and well. Okay. No, not,
yeah, he's living his best life. And y'all know, generally, if Mo is off, I would be off. But let's just go ahead and give the last words on this particular topic. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to introduce the real famous chop-up, which is Mo Session, the way that he normally would. And then we're going to talk about some shit. We're going to find stuff to talk about. Don't worry about it. But to end this, right, value yourself. Love yourself enough to not put anybody in this world before you other than your children, okay? Love yourself enough to know that if you're going to be out here doing some dummy shit, get you something out of it. What is their name on? What did they buy you? What do you have in conjunction with them? Are you married? Do y'all have a house together? Did they buy you a car? Like, what do you have in order to just put out this claim on somebody? And y'all going out here getting y'all body dumb, and it done, and y'all seem like y'all getting dumber and dumber. Again, I've had a body my whole life. I've never had surgery on my body. I've always had a big booty. I've always had hips. I've always been the way that I've always had thick thighs. I've always been this way. So I'm accustomed to the attention that comes with it. If you don't fix you and you go and you grab way more attention than you're used to grabbing, you're going to continue to make a lot of dumbass decisions. Oh, I go get this surgery done for me. Well, really, not for real. Because your actions after the surgery shows that.
That's bullshit. Yo, any female who says, oh, I did the surgery for me. No, you did not. Because the end result of how hard you smile when you get all that attention is showing that you did it for more than just yourself. Shoot. But at the same time, they're the same ones who claim to keep it real. No. It's like, yo, you can't keep it real if part of your body isn't real, first off. Second off, you say, like, oh, I did it for me. But yet, at the same time, you did it for, we all know, you did it for the attention, to get the attention. Because 9 out of 10 times, you wasn't getting none before you got your body done.
Right. And absolutely 100% correct, though, when it comes to that. Right? Even if you took fat from one area and moved it to another one, that shit's still fake because that's not how you was built. You had that shit altered. Right? When fake, some type of alteration, a replica of the main product, bruh. You know what I'm saying? So I need y'all to get y'all life together. We're going to continue to talk about accountability until more and more of y'all can really touch on accountability. But just know, when those conversations start coming along, it's not that I hate y'all women. It's just that y'all motherfuckers not listening, and the conversations are going to get stricter and stricter and stricter. In order to elevate in the manner that you want to elevate, man, you gotta be in tune with spirit. You got to be aligned with your spiritual self. And if you're not aligned with your spiritual self, I don't care how many people you meet. I don't care how good you do this or how good you do that. Everything that you touch is not going to align for you. I don't care what gift you have. I don't care who you're supposed to be. It's not going to work. All right? So without further ado, we are going to get into tonight's episode of Okay, episode. Tonight's episode, tonight's portion of the world famous chop up. This is Mo Ben's session that he created on the show years ago, where he talk about the topics that are hot right now and what's going on. Now, I am not into the whole trading shit and, you know, all of the sports stuff in the manner that he is, but I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best to hold it down for Mo Beezy. Mo Beezy has a space on Twitter, okay, on Tuesday nights called, hold on, y'all. I told you y'all got to bury me because I don't be on here like that, so I got to look shit up. Hold on. I want to tell y'all what his space called. Mobius space is called Reasonable Doubt. It's a 30-minute show. I called in on the show and I was talking. He was like, hold on, Black, hold on back. Reasonable Doubt. You can go and find him on Twitter at Mobins, M-O space B-I-N-N-S, and tune in to his show Tuesday nights. Y'all want to know what time, ain't it? Hold on. Tuesday nights, I think it starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He will correct me if I'm wrong, but Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, he does a 30-minute segment of Reasonable Doubt, and they talk about a lot of different things such as politics and, you know, sports and all of that stuff like that, touch on a topic here or there. So make sure you guys check him out on Twitter for that episode. All right, so one of my favorite shows, one of my favorite topics, really, it was a lady that got pulled over. She pulled she was in Alaska. So when the officers pulled her over, she couldn't find her license, so she pulled out her white privilege card. They thought it was absolutely hilarious, so they let her go. He called his partner over, showed it to her. They let her go. Now, the officers are under investigation trying to figure out why did they let her go, okay? But the lady, honestly, she looks black. She's just like high, you know, high in red color, but she looks black. So the problem is that she took a picture smiling with the white privilege card with the officer in the background. I'm going to say this to y'all, as I've said it before. Stop putting everything on fucking social media. Please stop putting everything in social media. Even if you're getting away with shit, that's why people don't want to give y'all deep-rooted knowledge, because y'all put everything on social media. Everybody want to feel superior when it comes to knowledge. Y'all have no motherfucking ability to just keep a damn secret. This story should have never made it to social media. You got away from going to fucking jail, you dumb bitch. Everybody want to put everything on social media and tell everybody how they did something the next YZ. You know, the CIA had dispersed, they had dismantled their their surveillance team once social media was created. They was amused at how you folks would put all of your business on social media, like where you lived and what you're doing and where you at. Y'all make these people jobs so easy because y'all talk so goddamn much. God damn, why y'all talk so much? Everything does not belong on social media. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davis are no longer a couple. Obviously, absolutely obviously, you knew that was a PR stunt. Basically, you know, they wanted to say that Kanye was so messed up as a black man that she would deal with somebody like Pete Davidson. Y'all don't even see what's happening. Because as she's silently working and supposedly, you know, moving for our people and getting people out of jail and, you know, oh, promoting these people. Like, and even though I rock with the Kardashians, that was not a great move to try to make somebody so superior as Kanye West look that bad that you would deal with somebody like Pete Davidson. She's actually not with Pete Davidson, haven't been with Pete Davidson. She's with the other guy. He's a black man, and he's in the legal field, very prominent. But people had started to call her out for being with that person, so she then came up with this whole Pete Davidson to also throw that off. It was a hoax. So for you people in stocks, Tesla holders approve a 3-to-1 stock split at shareholder meeting. Tesla is a public company, so they have shareholders. Tesla stock has went through the roof because they're getting their bread. They're getting their bread. Chris, now this is my form of the Real Famous Chop Up because, you know, Mo don't be with the gossip and stuff like that. He be on some other stuff, but, you know, I'm finna give y'all the juice. So y'all know Neo. If y'all don't know Neo, it's N-E-Y-O. Great singer, you know, R&B singer. He was married to someone named Crystal Smith. Crystal Smith filed for divorce, alleged he fathered a child with another woman. But now Crystal Smith knew that he fathered a child with another woman when he fathered the child with another woman. The child, I think, is about 2 years old now, 1 or 2, you know, so she already knew it. But, again, I can say that she knows her value because there are some people in this world that believe in monogamy. And if you are one of those people that believe in monogamy and you're not with it, then you know, you got to get gone. Neo allegedly was sleeping with the help and all different types of women, and when he would not stop, she used the child as a reason to get divorced from him. This is not the first time that they have split or that a divorce was talked about. So we'll see how that plays out, if she actually leaves this time in real life. Y'all won't be with all of this money and all of this clout, but don't understand what comes along with it.
Right.
For a man, men are not created to be monogamous. A man can shoot out 150 million sperm every single day. Women can only get one egg once a month and be pregnant by one person for 10 months. So women are created to submit. Men are not created to be monogamous, but that's a whole nother conversation because I know y'all ain't ready for that if y'all can't take accountability for y'all own actions trying to buy a man to be with y'all, and that ain't working.
Well, not
y'all
for
coochie box must be trash as hell that you got to buy a man, because, honey,
that's it. I'll be here for that conversation.
Because, honey,
I mean,
if that coochie box was really good, you wouldn't have to pay nobody to do a goddamn thing. You can't even keep them off of you. If you had the knowledge that you think you have, if you was healed in the matter that you know you healed, and that coochie box was really good in life. Yeah, okay. But again, that's another conversation. We ain't gonna dive into that. We gonna keep with most segment of the World Famous Chop Up.
Always would have got better.
All right. So the DOJ, Department of Justice, announced charges in connection with the raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Okay, the U.S. Justice Department has filed charges against 4 former and current Louisville police officers in the connection with the death of Breonna Taylor. So this goes to show you, there was people in the mix that was just trying to show you guys that you can march and you can hoop and you can holler all you want, but if they don't want to, if there's people, they live by a code, you know, the judges and all of those people, if they want to not charge you, then they won't. They're going to do it when they feel like it. People don't understand. They live off of this energy of Martin Luther King and feel as though what he was doing was right. Now, yes, Martin Luther King did march, but they also assassinated Martin Luther King when he realized that marching was not getting it, and he was telling people to rebel against the government. Then they assassinated him because they could no longer use him for this ploy. And they took his image, and then they created this image of somebody that marched, and then they cut it off there. We're gonna serve him in a high honor, in a high light. It was a part of an agenda. They assassinated Martin Luther King because he caught on to the fact that marching and protesting was not getting him anywhere. He started to tell people to rebel, and then they got rid of him, okay? So all these people was going out there for a whole year for justice in Breonna Taylor. Breonna Taylor did not get any justice, and guess what? They stopped going out in the masses that they were going out. Years later, there you go. She's getting her justice, right? So at the end of the day, sometimes you got to understand that you got to lean on the spirit world to get things done, because you ain't going to get it done the way that you think that you're going to get it done. I'm just telling you here. All right, so in the basketball story for the basketball chick, Brittany Garner, she was the one who went to jail in Russia. She had some vapes on her, and they arrested her. She did her first interview. Well, she did her first court appearance where she spoke, and she said she doesn't speak their language. She didn't know what she was signing, and, you know, she basically signed this stuff because they told her she had to, and it was really an admission to guilt, okay? So they did, in her court, they found her guilty on drug charges, and the Russian court sentenced her to 9 years in prison. Now, with the 9 years in prison, it's because they are trying to negotiate the freedom of someone that the United States has in custody. So the 9 years in prison was very extensive for her, and they know that. Now, Biden did release something, and we're gonna get to that. Biden released something in reference to them holding Breonna Taylor illegally, okay? So he did make a claim and push it out there and say that, and we'll come back to that subject because I can't, let me see, because Mo Benz wouldn't come back to it. He would be like, nah, okay, let's go. So let me see if I can find the statement that Biden put out in reference to holding Breonna Taylor illegally. Because he did. So he sent some type of correspondence to them and said, you know, well, at this point, you're holding her illegally. And we're going to see, you know, how this plays out. Of course, he wasn't taking action, you know, on this situation at no point. And now, you know, election time is about to come back up, and it is just funny how all of a sudden he want to take action. So I can't find it yet, and I want to try to keep you guys in the loop of the stories that's going on. So when I get to it, I will definitely tell you guys about it. All right. So Nicki Minaj, dad's killer, got 1 year for killing her dad. So it was some type of vehicle incident. I think it was a hit and run. He left her dad for dead, right? And her dad passed away. And he got 1 year for killing her. 1 year. It's absolutely ridiculous. Of course, he was a white man. So we'll see how that plays out. You know, there's plenty of people that don't like Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj did speak out about the vaccination at one point and said that her cousin has erectile dysfunction issues, and the news and everybody went haywire trying to discredit her claims. Nicki Minaj stayed quiet and said, do what you do. the people that make the vaccines, they lost in the Supreme Court. They were trying to hold the records and the information from the vaccine for 75 years, I think. They lost that, and they had to release so many pages. So every month it was an agreement to release so many pages. And in that, they found out that people were suffering from erectile dysfunctional issues along with other issues. And they also found out that natural immunity was the best way to defeat the COVID virus, right, especially if you are healthy and well. So you got some people that's trying to prove a point with her, but don't worry, they'll get justice. Now, there was a situation with the rapper Blueface, okay? He has a known female interest that just loves him to the core. She's, you know, she got in a fight. She got her front tooth knocked out, but she just really loves him. Over the last week, there was footage of them fighting out in public, and while they were fighting in public, you know, he was putting hands on her. Well, she put hands on him, but she had a nod on her head, you know, from him putting hands on her. He did have a celebrity, like a boxing match, someone that wanted to pay him to box, so he did lose that endorsement. He loses the deal with the boxing company because of the fight that he had with the girl. He then made a video begging her to leave him alone, saying that he would give her $100,000 just to exit his life and leave him alone. Of course, she was not agreeing to that. And like he said, like, he was trying to talk to her, and the only reason he was recording, because that's the only reason she wants to talk when she's getting some type of attention. So we'll stay tuned to that story. I guess a congratulations in order is for scheming ass Young Jock of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and Kendra. He's been engaged to Kendra for a very long time, and they are showing clips of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, so I'm guessing they are getting married now. So blah blah blah. Okay. Now, so interesting. You know, Noriega has a show called Drink Champs. And he brings on a lot of people, and they sit down and they drink and they talk about certain things, which is a brilliant idea, because when somebody's drinking or smoking their weed, they get real comfortable. He had Irv Gotti on the show, and they were talking about, you know, Ashanti and Nelly. Well, we know that Irv Gotti signed Ashanti, and, you know, how beautiful she was, and she was, you know, the protege of Murder, Inc., right? And so Irv Gotti came on to Drink Champs, talking blatantly about how distraught he was at home with his wife, might I add, whole wife, how distraught he was at finding out when he was watching, I think, an NBA game, NFL game, and there was a disruption in the crowd, and then the announcer goes, oh, Nelly just walked in with Ashanti, and talks about how pissed he was as he was really, really married. You know, it goes to show you how, man, listen, man, people really know. It's more people than you really think that understands how this shit works when it comes to men. And there's more women than not that's like, as long as you take care of your family and we straight, it is what it is. And that's really shocking to people when they see things like, okay, he's married, so he's really talking about how he was upset about another woman, right? Because a lot of people are lost in the sauce when it comes to that. And the most the people that are lost are the people that make the most noise. Those are the people that their husbands have them in the same situation, and they just don't know. And they are so upset and hurt that they, quote-unquote, are getting cheated on, that's why they want to get a divorce. They won't have. They want this. They want that. You know what I'm saying? It's hella funny. Man, I just feel like it's just funny. Whatever. Okay. Let's see. What else is we going to talk about? Okay, we don't want to talk about him.
Talking about who? I mean, shit.
So,
we could.
So it's just this big thing going around. Like, you can pay $1,000 now, right? I guess, you know, you got to be creative. Doesn't mean that he's doing bad because, you know, Chris Brown, you know, he makes a lot of money. He can put music out and he's making a hell of a lot of money. But now you can take pictures with Chris Brown at his shows for $1,000. And
sound
baby,
like you're gonna book to me.
They paying it. Do you understand me? $1,000 to take personable pictures with Chris Brown at his shows. And, baby, they paying it. And this is another thing of how women are. They get into the bag. They get into the money. They'll do anything for attention. For attention. I swear to God. That you paying $1,000 just to let somebody... touch on you that has a name. It's ridiculous, man. I don't know what's going on with these women. These women lost like a motherfucker. It's like the women took the role of the men and the men took the role of the women. These bitches is lost. That's all I can say. They just lost in the sauce. But, you know, you don't own shit. You ain't got your shit together. You just want to live for the Joneses and act like you studying and doing this. And, I mean, hey, if y'all got y'all shit together and y'all feel like y'all want to pay $1,000 for a picture, then do what you do, okay? So, it was reported that, 6 days ago, Champagne Poppy, whatever you want to call him, Drake, you know, he did test positive for COVID. Kodak Black is in jail again or went to jail. I'm not sure if he's out yet, but he did. The rapper Mystical... I swear to God, the rapper Mystical is in jail again. His bond was just denied. He was charged with simple criminal damage to property, which is a misdemeanor, false imprisonment, okay, which means that he held someone against his will, domestic abuse battery, okay, and strangulation, which is a felony, so he choked somebody, simple robbery, which means that he took something, and first-degree rape. So, again, here's the thing about this. Mystical is he got a song called Danger. Back in the early 2000s, he used to really be the shit. But he seems to keep going to jail for the same thing, rape and fighting women. So he's in jail. His bond got denied. I'm trying to figure out why is there a pattern or is everybody lying on him or why does he keep putting himself in this predicament? I don't know, but yeah, he keeps going for the same thing and keeps getting out. I don't understand. I just really don't. I just really don't. I Mystical. He's great. Like he's talented. You know. He's very, very talented, but he's just been doing the same thing for years, been going back to jail for the same thing and staying in jail, okay? So I really just don't know. Hopefully he's okay. Mentally, hopefully they can assist with him mentally getting back on track. All right. I'm going through things, but I'm very, very picky about what I want to talk about because, yeah, it's my prerogative to be picky. Will Smith was filmed doing some type of interview. And people are like, blah, blah,
wait,
blah. Yeah, Will, speak your truth.
That, is that about that public apology he gave? Because no questions are, yo, that flash happened long ago, and now you're apologizing? It's like, yo, I'm sorry, but I'm not feeling his apology, nor am I second him. Funny thing is, I used to be a fan of Will Smith. But when I saw that shit, at the Oscars and whatever, it's like, yo, my dude, I lost so much respect for you to the point where it's damn near all the stuff that I had that I lost. But it's a respect that it's like, yo, first and foremost, when Chris Rock said what he said, you laughed along with everyone else until you saw Jada give you that look, which is what made you get up and really want to get up and slap him.
Well, because he has to be professional. You got to understand his original response is a professional one. But the thing is that when he seen his wife was bothered, he did what the fuck he had to do. So I stand for Will Smith. We don't bash Will Smith over here. He did what he had to do. It's a lot of pussies that don't stand up for their black woman. And it is what it is, because the white people, they're going to connect with each other and they're going to blackball anybody that's against their wives or anything, and you're not going to hear anything about it because he did it out open in the public. It was an issue. Chris Rock needed to be slapped. He's always talking about somebody. He's always picking on Jada. You know, that was something that triggered her, and he did what he had to do.
I'll say this much. Had he known of her alopecia, had Chris Rock known about her quote unquote condition, then that would have been a different story.
He knew about it. Chris Rock always picked at them. He can say he didn't know all he wants to. I don't believe that. He's a fucking liar.
None of us knew. It's funny because none of us knew because
she just went public before then. You damn lie.
No,
she just went public right before then.
Okay,
and it was public news everywhere.
I'm sorry, but me and quite a few people never knew that she had
alopecia. That shit has nothing to do with this news topic. Whatever you didn't know has nothing to do with that. Chris Rock is a fucking celebrity. He knew about it. She went public days before then. So, yeah, she went public on Instagram. I follow Jada on Instagram. She went public on Instagram talking about alopecia, and she was raising awareness of it. So he knew. All right. So there's a pastor in New York, right? And so he went and did a video about, like, all of the shit he had, his prayer closet, all of these clothes and all of these things that he had. But he was, like, really, like, weird. And people are questioning, you know, him and questioning, you know, what it is that he got going on. Well, after he went live, he said that he got robbed. People are saying that it's an insurance job. I don't know. They said it's an insurance job. It's a wild story. I'm going to let you guys, you know, Google flashy pastor or pastor robbed, and it'll come up. He was super flashy, and it is what it is. Like, you know, like God does not – let me tell you something. Here's where the BS come in at, right? Because when people say, oh, you don't act like a pastor or you don't act like a spiritual healer, you know, your calling does not call for an actor. Your calling calls for somebody that's really, you know, divine. And so the message is going to come from people of all different shapes and sizes and colors and whatever, right? And so people that aren't really called for things, they get into these things and then they try to fit in the role of what needs to, you know, a professionalism. There's no acting when you're called. So there's no certain look that you have to have. That shit for corporate America. That shit for the white people. That shit is not for when you're called and you're doing spiritual work. Shout out to my boo, Super Scent. What's happening, Super? Of Crayon K. She is planning her wedding. She is about to be married. I am so freaking happy for her. She deserves it. You know, like you know, for those that hold out, she got somebody that valued her. She got somebody that really loved her, you know, and is putting in, you know, the same amount of work that, you know, she put in. And so I love it. I absolutely freaking love it, okay? And let me see, one more story before we have to wrap this up. We got 90 seconds, so we probably won't get one more story in. So thank you guys for tuning in to me, you know, doing what I do here tonight by myself, because Mo is out living his best life. He is on a much-needed vacation. When I am not here, Mo holds this show down effortlessly, you know, by himself, and I really appreciate everything that Mo brings to the table, everything that Mo does for the channel. And usually if Mo says he's not going to be here, I call out, because Mo is my yin, is the yin to my yang, you know, that's my comrade. So I was like, nah, I'm going to come on here, and I'm going to figure out, you know, a topic, and we're going to talk with Doc Mo. Thank you very much, T, for calling in and being on the show with us tonight, for me tonight, for providing your input, you know, for calling in and continuously supporting us. Guys, on my website, I do have a 30% off code, Hi Haters, two words, H-I and then H-A-T-E-R-S. My website is Spiritual Goddess, Spiritual GADDESS.com for all of the spiritual products. We are doing away with the store portion of the store because we are now nonprofit, so we are going into more things in reference to the nonprofit. We really, truly appreciate your love and support here. Peace. Peace.
Shoot. Same here. Look right back.